From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Typhoon Nanmadol passes its nearest point to the Korean Peninsula on Monday morning. Alerts on the ground have been lifted, but remain at sea. President Yoon Suk-yeol pays tribute to Queen Elizabeth II at a reception for foreign dignitaries at Buckingham Palace, hosted by King Charles III. And the ruling People Power Party picks former interim party chief Joo Ho-young as its new floor leader. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. Powerful Typhoon Nanmadol passed its nearest point to the Korean Peninsula on Monday morning. According to the Korean Meteorological Administration, as of 10 a.m., the year's 14th typhoon was over waters 300 kilometers north-northeast of Japan's Kagoshima, traveling at a speed of 20 kilometers per hour. The location marked the storm's closest position to the Korean Peninsula, with the center some 200 kilometers from the southeastern port city of Busan. The KMA forecast Nanmadol to continue affecting the country's eastern and southeastern coasts through Monday afternoon, with a maximum instantaneous wind speed of up to 35 meters per second and up to 30 millimeters of rain per hour. However, all typhoon alerts on the ground have been lifted, with alerts only remaining at sea. One person has so far been injured due to the typhoon when a plant pot fell at a subway station in Busan on Sunday. About 830 people temporarily evacuated in Busan, Ulsan, and the Gyeongsang provinces. President Yoon Suk-yeol began his two-day visit to the UK by attending a reception for foreign dignitaries hosted by King Charles III on Sunday. During the event at Buckingham Palace on Sunday evening, Yoon offered his condolences to Charles III on the death of Queen Elizabeth II. The top office's spokesperson, Kim Eun-hae, said in a briefing that the president told the king he would always remember the queen, Britain's longest reigning ruler, who devoted her life as a guardian of peace and freedom, while adding that the South Korean people also mourn her passing. Yoon also conveyed his congratulations to King Charles for assuming the British throne. The new British monarch, on his part, thanked the Korean leader for visiting Britain. Yoon is scheduled to attend the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II, set for Monday at Westminster Abbey, accompanied by First Lady Kim Gun-hee, before traveling to New York later in the day to attend the United Nations General Assembly and hold summits on the sidelines. 3 weeks after a court order removed ruling People Power Party representative Joo Ho-young as interim party chief, he has been elected as the party's new floor leader. The five-term lawmaker won 61 of the votes cast by 106 assembly members on Monday, besting the 42 won by two-term representative Lee Yong-ho. While the new floor leader must contend with the main opposition Democratic Party and its parliamentary supermajority in legislative negotiations, Joo must also help the party overcome an ongoing internal strife. Joo's duties as chair of an emergency leadership committee were suspended on August 26th when an injunction filed by former leader Lee Jun-seok was accepted by the court. In July, the PPP's ethics committee suspended Lee from party affairs for 6 months over allegations of covering up sexual bribery. The ethics committee on Sunday began the process to dole out possible additional punishment for Lee, citing insulting and accusatory remarks without basis against party members, representatives, and apparatuses. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Kim Sung-yeom says North Korea's intent not to denuclearize is demonstrated by its new law authorizing automatic nuclear launches when under attack. Asked about his assessment at a Parliamentary Defense Committee meeting on Monday, Kim also said it is Pyongyang's attempt to cement its status as a nuclear state and put the onus of regional stability on Seoul and Washington. Responding to another question, the JCS chief said the military has a manual on responding to a preemptive nuclear strike by the North and that it is reviewing the appropriate extent of information to be shared with the public. In an earlier opening address, the JCS chairman said North Korea will face an overwhelming response by the Allies should it attempt to use nuclear weapons, and will be reminded that there is no scenario in which the regime survives. The government has completed procedures to grant land to the U.S. for the operation of a terminal high-altitude area defense unit in Songju, North Gyeongsang Province. The defense ministry said on Monday that it finished conferring additional land as part of measures to normalize the operation of the THAAD unit. The Status of Forces Agreement Joint Committee, consisting of senior South Korean foreign ministry officials and U.S. military commanders, reportedly signed a document on THAAD land provision on September 8th, completing all related procedures. With that, a total of 730,000 square meters of land, including 330,000 provided 5 years ago, have been granted for the anti-missile battery. The SOFA stipulates such land provision is needed in order for the U.S. military to use South Korean territory. The handover, following the formation of an environmental impact assessment panel, signifies that efforts to normalize operations of the base have effectively entered its final stage. Amid steep hikes in the cost of vegetables, Finance Minister Choo Kyung-ho has announced plans to inject additional volumes of Napa cabbage into the market ahead of the upcoming kimchi-making season, also known as kimjang. Presiding over a price monitoring meeting on Monday, Minister Choo said the government will release state reserves of Napa cabbage early in a proactive move to stabilize prices until imports of Napa cabbage and radishes arrive next month. The minister said around 600 tons of Napa cabbage would be imported for kimchi making by late September, about 10 days sooner than originally planned. Additional relief measures will be announced next month. Electricity and gas prices may rise more than consumers originally anticipated starting next month. The Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy said on Monday that it has not ruled anything out as it reviews the October fee hike. With the state-run Korea Electric Power Corporation reeling from soaring global energy prices, the government is reportedly looking to raise the adjusted unit cost for the fourth quarter. In late June, the ministry enacted revisions, allowing for an increase to the adjusted unit cost by as much as 5 won per kilowatt hour, effective from the third quarter, rising from up to 3 won on quarter and an annual maximum of 5 won. The government had previously committed to a price increase of 4.9 won per kilowatt hour in both April and October in consideration for rising fuel prices late last year. Gas fees could also further rise from the government's earlier planned hikes in May, July, and October this year. Daily COVID-19 cases fell below the 20,000 range as the outbreak continues to subside. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Monday that 19,407 infections were reported throughout Sunday. The tally is down by more than 15,000 from the previous day and is the lowest to be posted since July 11th when COVID-19 cases began to resurge. The number of seriously or critically ill patients rose by 19 from the previous day to 508. There were 39 deaths. South Korea may soon see autonomous buses and the commercialization of highly automated Level 4 vehicles on its roads. According to a mobility innovation roadmap released by the Transportation Ministry on Monday, the country intends to become the world's third to commercialize conditionally automated Level 3 vehicles, following Japan and Germany, by the end of the year. Aiming to introduce autonomous buses by 2025, the ministry says it will then pursue the commercialization of Level 4 autonomous vehicles by 2027. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 27.12 points, or 1.14% on Monday, to close the day at 2,355.66. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 5.61 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,393.61. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.